As we look at that fast-changing situation in Libya, it's useful to be reminded of how complicated relations are between countries across the region. In recent days, a border incident between Egypt and Israel looked as though it could spiral out of control. It started when 5 Egyptians were killed as Israeli troops launched a raid on militants at the border between the two countries, and it threatened to become a full-fledged diplomatic crisis. It shows a new dynamic with an Egypt that's eager to assert its own foreign policy identity. Joining us now to discuss this is James Hyder, the Middle East correspondent for the London Times. He's speaking to us from Jerusalem. Welcome to the program.
Morning.
James, let's start by rewinding the events. Let's rewind this incident late last week that set off this round of tensions. There were the killings of 5 Egyptian security officers.
Well, yes, you have to go back a little bit further than that, because the Egyptian security officers were killed after a group of suspected Palestinian militants escaped out of Gaza. They escaped into the Sinai Desert in Egypt, crossed about 100 miles of desert, came down to the Israeli border where it meets the Red Sea, and there's a big coastal resort there called Eilat, a very popular holiday resort for Israelis. And they managed to get through the largely unguarded water fence down there and started attacking Israelis. And they shot up a passenger bus. They shot up a car with 4 people inside, civilians. And they ended up killing 8 Israelis. And there was a fairly extended gun battle between Israeli security forces and these Palestinian militants. And when they were trying to flee back across the border, the survivors, it was quite a big cell, about 15 to 20 people. The Egyptians were trying to stop them. The Israelis were pursuing them. It's not a particularly well-marked border. And in their Apache helicopter, they managed to shoot 5 of these Egyptian security forces.
Well, all through Hosni Mubarak's rule in Egypt, you know, we heard there was this delicate peace maintained with Israel. How would things have been different if Mubarak were still in power?
Well, they called it the Cold Peace. There wasn't any love lost between the two sides, but the 1979 Camp David peace treaty had been upheld because Hosni Mubarak was obviously a very close ally of the United States as well. So there was this uncomfortable triangle, but that resulted in very close military cooperation down on the border. And Israel, whenever it was attacked by Gaza militants, would feel that it had a free hand to attack, to carry out airstrikes. Even in 2008, it carried out a huge offensive into Gaza to stamp out those rockets. And Mubarak, as an ally in the region, would effectively play backstop. He would seal off the border. He would basically allow Israel to go in and do whatever it wanted. Whereas now that has changed. Now that Mubarak has gone, Egypt is run by a military council of his generals. And whilst they want to maintain the status quo, they're not interested in starting anything here. But they are very sensitive to what is going on the streets because they saw the revolution that swept away their boss. And there's a lot of anti-Israeli sentiment on the streets of Cairo at the moment.
Including coming from Egyptian politicians. I mean, there's been a lot of anti-Israel rhetoric.
Yeah, I mean, one of the leading candidates for the presidential elections next year is Amar Moussa, who used to be Hosni Mubarak's foreign minister and then became the head of the Arab League. And he has come out with some fairly harsh statements. He and some other politicians were calling for Egypt's ambassador to be recalled. There was a mob on the street outside the Israeli embassy in Cairo calling for the Israeli diplomatic mission to be thrown out. Amar Moussa himself said, the days when Israel could kill our sons are long gone. So it's become a much more hostile tone amongst Egyptian politicians.
That's a pretty powerful statement. Is it possible that the Camp David Accords and the peace it created, is that all in danger at this point?
I think there is a danger that populist forces in Egypt will be playing with that with the elections ahead. And I think that is extremely dangerous because it has been the foundation of Israel's security for the past 3 decades. And in effect, all the peace in the Middle East depends on that agreement.
We've been speaking to James Hyder of the Times of London. James, thank you.
Thanks very much.